Guys, what's up? It's Kate. It's Date Fails. Today's episode of Date Fails is brought to you by Quip. Thank you, Quip, for supporting Date Fails. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/datefails, get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. One more time, that's getquip.com/datefails and get your first refill pack for free. Boom, let's do it, Brian.
Yeah.
Guys, what's up? It's me, Kate. This is Date Fails. I'm back with Brian Monarch.
Kate Quigley.
The studio is blue now.
Yeah,
Brian,
look at that.
He painted it. You guys, Brian, every time I come over here, there's a new addition.
Yeah, pretty soon we're going to have shelves with cool shit on it.
I love that you send me. I feel very special that you send me the color options and I get to help choose even though I don't live here.
Well, I think you probably have a better eye for these things than I do. That's pretty much what I'm thinking.
Just because I'm a woman?
Yeah.
Did you purposely dress to match the wall?
No, actually, it's probably a bad thing. There's like probably going to be no contrast. You'll see my head floating around.
No, I like it. It's like a great, right? Like you turn the blue wall into a green screen with your blue outfit.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, we could.
All right.
So guys, the last episode we took calls. I thought that was really fun.
It was cool.
We gave great advice. I'd really like to get a follow-up on that married guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we probably won't know any new info until he does make some action happen there, right? Like you told him to send her some request naked photos and to send her things that would get her.
I said to send things like, I was just driving down the road thinking about that one time in the hot tub, my dick got hard, whatever. And I think he said something like, she's known me a long time and she knows I would never say that.
Yeah. That's the problem. Sometimes like you just feel like out of your element and you don't want to like be that guy, but it's hard to change, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
for multiple reasons. Number one, it's hard to change. Number two, you're afraid you're going to look like it's not
genuine
and sincere because they do know you and they're like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that's true.
Is he cheating on me?
Also, like, where is the line of wanting someone to change? Like, this is a good question. Like, for instance, I know we're going to take more calls in a minute, but like, I was telling you that I was talking to this guy recently and it was bothering me that he would never like my photos on Instagram because I think that means they're hiding you.
He follows you though, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You definitely, you know, I didn't even know that people looked at what you liked. My last girlfriend was just Instagram nuts to some degree. Like, she's like, I saw that you liked this person's photo back in May. And I was like, what? And it was a selfie. And I'm like, so?
Oh, she was like watching other photos you would like.
Yeah, she went back in time. Like, the person that she was talking about was on private. So then they, then one day they made it public. Within like probably hours, she went back and saw what I liked of her. She went through all of her photos and saw if like I was one of the first people because I was her only common friend that liked something.
No way.
Yeah. And she found one and it was a selfie. And I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, sorry. I didn't know selfies were more.
That you're not allowed to like them?
Yeah. Like she's like, selfies are different. They're trying to show how hot they are. And if you like that, that means I'm like, okay.
Oh my God. I can see kind of what she's, I mean, okay, here's my thing with it. Whatever a guy is doing when we get together.
Yeah.
If it changed, like for instance, if you're a guy who uses Instagram to flirt and that's how you met me.
Right.
Like if you met me because you were kind of flirting on my Instagram, then you slid in my DMs, then we start dating. Then if I notice you doing that to other women, it's going to make me insecure. But if you're someone that like all along, you always like me and lots of my friends' photos or lots of people. If you're someone that's just always liking photos, then it doesn't make you feel. I think it's about not changing what you're doing.
Yeah, and it was like December when this happened. She's talking about something that happened in May.
But is it that you liked a photo back in May or you liked a photo from May recently?
No, it was back in May when
okay,
I liked
that's
it.
Creepy as fuck.
Yeah. I wasn't going back in time and like finding photos to like.
Well, because sometimes guys will come on your Instagram and like 7 or 8 old photos to make you like notice that they looked through, like they're trying to like go, hey, what's up? That's different.
I had a male comedian like 15 of my photos in a row right after he followed me, and I didn't follow him back because I just didn't want to. He unfollows me. A week later, he follows me again. He likes 15 more photos. Unlikes, then he unfollows me again because I didn't follow. Like, I'm like, dude, is this really the game you're playing? Like, I do not want to follow you even more now.
Maybe it was like a bot.
No,
like
it was
some
him.
Of these people use bots.
At the comedy store, he came up to me and goes, why don't you follow me back on Instagram? I was like, oh.
I hate when people do that. Someone did that to me. I wonder if it's the same guy. Someone did that to me. Is this a blonde comic?
No.
Okay. Some guy came up to me and he was like, why don't you just follow me back already? And I was like, ew. Well, first of all, you're asking, which is gross. Yeah. Like, who asks? How desperate are you?
It was just weird. People on Instagram, man.
Well, so this guy.
So this guy, was he liking your photos prior?
No, so here's the thing. This guy has followed me. He actually didn't follow me for the longest time. And then this is before we started hooking up. And then I finally one day was like, how come you don't follow me? I'm like the only female comic he doesn't follow. And I was like, how come you don't follow me on social media? Like, I don't care, but it's so weird. And he was like, I don't know. I just don't. Then later he told me, it's because he liked me and I wasn't into him, so he felt like he didn't want to see
my
stuff.
Were you following
him? I was following him at one point.
I mean, that's weird.
But then, he never has liked my photos, but to be fair to him, he doesn't like photos. Like, I don't see him liking any girl's photos. And then he told me, he goes, I don't like women's photos on Instagram because it only gets you in trouble, so I don't like any. And I'm like, but we're dating. And he's like, it doesn't, I just don't. And that's, if I'm like, if that's the only thing, I'm not going to make a big deal about
it. Who's he going to get in trouble with?
That's my thing. That's what I said.
Especially if you like having a relationship or whatever.
That's exactly what I said. But he said, it's just the way I've always been. I just don't like stuff on there.
Okay. Well, unless you see that he's liking other people's photo, maybe
let it go. I
don't
think it's a big deal.
Yeah. This isn't one of those things where it changed once you started dating.
No, it didn't change. It's just like, for me, it's always been a big thing. If my boyfriend doesn't like my stuff on Instagram, it does kind of bug me. I don't know why.
Yeah. If I'm dating somebody special, I do like their stuff.
Yeah.
The second I see it.
Yeah, but then part of me is like, well, if that's the way he is and everything else is good and that's the only thing that's like a red flag, like, am I really going to not date someone over Instagram posts?
Yeah. Wait till you find another red flag. Then
wait
get
till
crazy.
He gives his number out to someone else.
Yeah, then you can start.
Then we're going to go to war.
Yeah.
But guys, I started seeing someone, but I don't know. I like him, but I just don't trust anyone. So that's where we're at with that. But the sex is.
Oh, it's good.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, keep going then.
I had sex with him on an edible.
Oh, well, weed always makes sex better.
I've never done it on an edible before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It was like an out-of-body experience. I felt like I went to the astral plane.
Yeah, you're going to start buying edibles now?
Yes.
Buy them in bulk?
I can only fuck on edibles now. But here's my question. I'm so tired today. So I ate the edible at like midnight, or maybe it was like 1 a.m.
I'll never do another edible as long as I live, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Two bad experiences.
What happened?
First one was a cookie. It was this big, literally. And he said, eat half. And I was like, okay. Ate half the cookie. Waited about a half hour. Nothing happened. I know you're supposed to let it digest longer. I was like, let's just eat another quarter. So I ate 3/4 of the cookie I was supposed to eat half of. Next thing I know, I'm giggly and we're having fun and everything was great. Within an hour, all fucking hell broke loose. Like, I couldn't move. I could only move my fingers.
Oh my God.
I could move my fingers and I could talk. And I was in bed. My girlfriend at the time had to bring me a water with a straw. Like, I was like an old invalid in a fucking old age home. And I couldn't move. And then I started getting depressing thoughts in my head.
Like suicidal?
Not
like really
suicidal,
dark?
Just like... just really everything sucks and just, it was just depressing.
Yeah.
And I started seeing like kaleidoscope shit. What else happened? I didn't want to fall asleep because I was afraid that those thoughts were going to turn into really bad nightmares. That was just, and every time I nodded to sleep like this, I'd just be like, I like wake up in like a jolt of fear.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was crazy. And my heart was just racing and I couldn't get up to pee. Like I just was like paralyzed. It was
crazy. Holy shit.
Even the next day I was messed up.
Well, see, that's what I'm saying.
You like, got to watch the dose.
Last night I took, so there's the Stars of Death, the Joey Diaz used to get, but I only ate, like it's 6 points or it's a star. 5 points. I have one.
There's 6 point stars too. That's called a Jewish star.
Well, I think this is a 5 point, but whatever.
You're not eating Jewish edibles?
No, they're not Stars of David. They're Stars of Death.
Okay. But wrong Stars of D.
But it turned into a Star of D because I got some D. But no, I ate like just a fifth of it. And I'm not exaggerating. I mean, I slept like 8 hours, but today even driving here, Brian, my eyes, like, I was so drowsy.
Be careful.
I think it's still in my system.
Yeah, well, if you can't drive, pull over and stretch or take a nap.
I know, but it's like I ate it like 10 hours ago.
Is the coffee helping?
A little.
All right.
I stopped and bought
it. I want to find out you got in a car accident.
I'll be fine, but I just, is that normal for it to still affect you the next day like that?
Okay, so yeah, real fast. I'm going to just do this one fast. The other time I had an edible, I had one edible that was weak once, and that was fine. Then I had this girl brought over a fucking THC pill. Never even heard of these things.
Me neither.
Yeah. I took a THC pill, and I don't know how many milligrams it was, but again, I freaked out. She was calming me down.
Shit.
I remember I told her I loved her. Like, we weren't even dating that long, and I remember, like, she was being so, like, sweet and nurturing. I was like, I love you. And we stopped dating after that, but we're still friends. But here's the thing. The next day I had to go to work. I was freaking out still. We had a meeting, and I told my buddy who smokes weed, I was like, dude, I can't go in there. Like, I'm fucking freaking out right now. I'm going to say shit and just be like crazy. I just went in there and said to myself, don't say a word, Brian. And I tried not to, but I did make a few smart comments. But it was pretty good. Like, I did much better than I thought I would.
Drugs make you say shit. Do you know how many guys have told me they're in love with me on drugs?
No, not being on drugs makes you not say shit. This makes you say anything.
This makes you say anything.
Yeah.
But the thing is, like, sometimes I think it makes you say your real feelings.
Oh, totally. There's nothing fake that I was... I just didn't want to be, like, Mr. Uncensored. Like, I'm not Ari Shaffir. Like, I don't need to, like, tell everything that goes through my head to my mouth.
Yeah, I had a guy recently tell me he was in love with me, like, the first night we hooked up because he got too drunk.
Yeah, well, I mean, this was weeks or months even, but it still wasn't at that point. It just didn't feel right, and I just was just, like, so helpless, and she was just helping me, and I was so on drugs, and I was just like, I love you. So sweet to me. So, yeah.
Well, that does make you fall in love.
I guess.
I'm not gonna lie, like, the guy that I've been seeing... The other day I was really tired and I fell asleep and he like covered me up and like took out my trash and then he ordered me food. So when I woke up, there was food there and I was like, wow, this is like, okay, you know, I like really dirty, rough, angry sex. Like I like guys to abuse the fuck out of me in bed.
D-Raz.
What's that? Yes, I like the D-Raz. Ooh, we gave it a name. But... this guy, he like makes love to me, which disgusts me usually, but with
why does like, that disgust like, you?
Because I don't like cheesy like oh, I love you.
I think you have some intimacy
you
walls.
Think?
Yeah. you should want that sometimes.
I know, and it's really weird. Like I just like to be like treated like a whore in bed.
Yeah.
But I always wanted a guy to be sweet to me out of bed. But the point is, this guy, I can't believe I'm saying this because I wasn't going to say it on here, but like this guy, when he fucks me, it's like loving and I actually like it.
Yeah, that's the way he should do it.
I know, but like...
Let me explain what happens. How old is he approximately?
Like my age.
Yeah, so I think in your 20s, you just want to jackhammer and do all this crazy shit you see in the porn, but like you want some sort of connection as you get older, I think. And like, not to... Don't get me wrong. Rough sex is fun once in a while. I'm not saying that. But, like, when there's a real connection, it's just so much better, I think.
I mean, I've never had a guy do this to me. Like, instead of, like, dirty talk
to
me.
Did your husband do that?
Well, our sex life was, like...
Mechanical and not...
We just
it wasn't rough or loving?
Yeah, we were just young. Our sex life was basically, I could describe it as not existent. No, we just didn't have a lot of sex. And when we did, it was whatever. But with this guy, even like when he says shit to me in bed, like usually guys say like dirty shit, you know, like you're my fucking whore, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And this guy says nice things like, I just want to love you. Like, let me take care of it. Like nice things that I'm like, at first it weirded me out, but now I'm starting to kind of like it. Now I think if you called me a whore, I'd be offended.
Yeah, now you can't go back.
I know, it's weird.
You're like, don't de-razz me, motherfucker. Yeah.
All right. Well, anyway, enough about my love life. But the point is, I don't know what's going to happen with this guy because every time I think things are good, then there'll be like a little thing that pops up. Like one of my friends will see him giving his number out to another girl.
Well, you should. I think what you should do is just not get too invested too quickly in anything. Like you got to make sure everything is real because some guys, you know, they manipulate chicks by saying all the right things like people do. And sometimes they don't mean it, but sometimes they do.
Well, I made this guy wait almost a month to sleep with me.
Well, I mean, I think I think you don't know somebody. Almost a month. I think it takes longer to really know if somebody's real.
I think it takes 6 months.
Yeah, so give it the 6 months, and then if it's real, it's real, and if it's not, it's not.
Yeah,
just
I
don't,
agree.
Yeah, so just don't get
fine,
too crazy.
Fine, I'm giving it 6 months, but in the meantime, it's like...
Hey, it's getting good. It sounds like you have both types
actually,
of sex.
It's the best thing ever so far.
Then just, I think that it's good, and just don't worry. You know what? There's always going to be weird red flags at the beginning, and he doesn't... You don't know what to do at some point. It's like, you know, like sometimes like you're in a little stupid fight or something and like he's like, you know, whatever. Or the next day, like everything's going perfectly and you want to be together forever. And then a week later, you're like, ah, oh, that kind of bothered me. You just got to see what happens over the long term.
You're right.
Yeah.
At least he's not famous.
Yeah.
I'm done with famous men.
Are you sure?
No. Anyway, okay, moving on.
All right. Well, we got a text from somebody. You want to make a call?
Let's make a phone call.
All right. I don't remember what his question is, but let's just call and see if he even answers.
Guys, we're calling people. We got a phone number now. Oh, shit.
It's working.
Let's see what happens.
See if he answers.
Hello.
Hey, man, what's up? It's Kate. We're calling you from Date Fails. I'm with Brian Monarch.
Oh, what's going on?
Not much. Where are you at?
Alabama.
Alabama? Oh, shit.
Yes.
Are you driving? It sounds a little noisy.
Yeah, I'm putting my regular ass shit over. Hold on just a
second. Okay.
Alabama. I like Alabama.
Really?
I got a friend from Alabama.
Okay, I'm good.
All right, man. What's your question?
I mean, that's my identity.
I like it. Isn't that where Fletcher Cox is from?
I've never been to Alabama, and I don't know who Fletcher Cox is. I mean, is that bad?
Fletcher Cox. Isn't he from Alabama?
Yeah.
That's my boy. All right. What's your question?
Look, I've been seeing this chick for like about 2 years now. I told her from the rip, look, I'm not looking for a relationship, blah, blah, blah. I like to whore around and all this bullshit. But so she was cool with it. She agreed to it. So, you know, we started like fucking around and shit for a while. Then I guess like maybe 6 months ago she started questioning me about other females and stuff.
Sure.
I'm like, whoa, you know, we had an agreement, you know, while we're sticking to this agreement.
2 years?
So then, man, look, man, it's called me you know, just fuck buddies and shit.
Let the man speak.
Continue.
Don't judge me, man.
Hey, I'm just asking.
Okay.
Because I'm just thinking, like, real fast. I just think from a girl's perspective, they're falling deeper and deeper in love with you. And after 2 years, they're kind of like, all right, enough of this.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Yeah, but if he said from the beginning, I don't want a girlfriend.
It's not easy to control emotions.
Exactly.
Let's continue.
Let's hear the rest. So after 6 months, she starts asking, and then what?
Yeah, so I'm taking back to the 2 years. We started the 2 year thing. About 6 months into it, we almost called it off. She called it off. I was cool with it. And I guess about 2 weeks later, she ended up again wanting to continue, you know, our fuck session. So I'm like, cool. So we'll go back to that. Then about a year later, got questioned again. So now we're back to where we're at now. So the other day, I went to go fool around a little bit, and I get a text, give me a call, so you can't ace out. All right, so I called her up, and what's going on? She's like, did you fuck something last night? I'm like, God damn, what kind of, you know, bullshit question is that? And I was like, yeah, I did, but, you know, I thought you weren't supposed to question me about this stuff. So now, the spot where I'm trying to make a decision on whether I should just leave or stay or what.
Well, here's the thing. A lot of women do this where we say we're cool with not having a relationship. But the problem is sometimes you guys give us so much attention. You kind of act like our boyfriend. Then before you know it, we think maybe we do want a relationship, but we don't want to lose you. So we start to go back and forth. And probably if you keep dating this chick, you're just going to keep having the same fight over and over again. So really the question is, if you want to keep having this fight, you either got to commit or you got to be ready to have this fight forever.
He's not committing.
Yeah, I'm more like that. No, I'm going to have to get off the pot.
Well, then I think you should just dump. Why are you even still fucking this girl if you have all these other, if you hoeing around so much?
He probably has a nice relationship.
She's cool. She's cool as hell. You know, there's no, other than that, there's no stack or anything in between us. And I don't have to, no constant nagging and all that bullshit and just all of my ass stuff. It's none of that.
When you called the, she said, call me right away, and you called her, was the girl still over when you did it?
No.
Okay. Thought you went to the bathroom and.
But this chick is like your main chick. Like, when she says call, you jump.
He waited till the girl went home.
No. I didn't see the text until after I left.
So wait a second. The only reason you don't want to commit to this chick because you just want to fuck other women, or is it because she nags you a lot and it's annoying?
No. Plus, on top of that, I had a shitty relationship before this. So like, I was in a relationship for like 15 years, which I couldn't do anything. All thing I did was just work and came home and took care of my kids. Mm. And then, you know, I finally got a little freedom. You know, I don't want to enjoy life. And my relationship before this was just shitty. I mean, like, she was doing all the whoring and I wasn't doing jack shit.
See, here's the thing. It's too late with this chick now, but I always tell guys, if you want a girl to not be your girlfriend and just have casual sex with you, you have to keep it so chill from the beginning. You have to, like, not spend too much time together, not spend nights together. Like,
that's hard over 2 years, though, if, like, it's the regular
thing.
It is.
It's like starting to, like, slowly dip towards in that direction. Like, time would be, like, first, you know, we just, you know, fuck and bounce. Then it started being, like, we're fucked. Go grab something to eat, then bounce.
Oh, that's where you went wrong. Food. Like, you can't bring food in.
Oh, now you tell me.
Yeah, you can't bring food in. You gotta fucking leave. Fuck. When you add in food, that's when we get feeling. You take us out in public. We're like, oh, he's proud of me.
So it should have been 2 years of fucking with no food.
No food outside the house.
No food.
Yes. You can't fuck with food. That's a girlfriend.
It's hilarious.
That's where you went wrong. So look, my advice is, you know, keep fucking her and doing what you're doing because you're not going to stop.
And cut off the food immediately.
Cut off the food. Okay, I can do that.
No, man, I don't know what to tell you. You're not going to leave this chick. I mean, I've been in your situation for a long time. I don't think you're going to end it. Brian, what do you think?
I mean, it depends. It sounds like he's ready to do it. He said he's ready to cut the chain, get off the pot, so he might.
Yeah, I can't keep doing it, you know, just going back to this every... Now the time limit is getting shorter and shorter.
So maybe what I would do is try to spread out the time between when you see her. Like, take it down to... If you're hanging out three nights a week, take it down to one night a week. Try to start to distance yourself so she gets sick of you. She gets annoyed and she finds somebody else.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can do it.
I like you, man. What's your name again? What's your name?
Tom?
What did you say?
He said Tom.
I don't want to say on this.
Yeah. All right, good point. Okay.
John Doe.
Well, nice to meet you, Alabama. We like you.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bama.
All right, well, I appreciate the help.
Good luck.
All right, thanks. Yeah, have a good one.
Yeah, the advice is really bad that we just gave him because there's no answer. The answer is quit fucking that chick or she's going to keep yelling at you.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know. He's, like you said, like, I don't know. Sometimes girls don't, she might not have ever bothered him about that, you know, but she did.
Yeah, well.
What can you do? Every situation is different. Some girls might bug him after a week. She waited 2 years.
I mean, the hard thing is, as a woman, like, the truth is,
6 months.
It's our responsibility at some point. If you keep asking, like, I made this mistake with the actor that I dated that it ended up he had that side chick all along, or girlfriend or whatever she was. But, like, part of it is on you. Like, if they keep saying, I just don't want a girlfriend, but I'm not doing X, Y, Z. As soon as a guy says, I don't want a girlfriend, if you want him to be your man, that's when you got to cut and leave. Because if you stick around and keep fucking him, then he's like, okay, she'll let me keep fucking her. And they're never going to commit.
Yeah.
Like, my friend Jackson told me, when a guy says, I don't want a girlfriend to you, that means he knows for sure he does not want you to be his girlfriend. And if you don't leave then, like, that's your only chance that he might commit. Is if you leave then, maybe he'll commit to you to keep you. If he doesn't, he never will.
Yeah.
Is that true, you think?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
So, ladies, if he won't commit and that's what you want, psh, bye, bitch. You got to get the fuck out of there.
But as you know from some of the stories you've told me, that's not as easy as...
It's not easy.
It's easier said than done.
Don't let them spend the night. That's the secret. Kick
Don't
them out.
Don't let them spend the night. Okay.
Yeah, I kick them out.
So he shouldn't give any food and you shouldn't let any...
Do not let him spend the night. You let him have sex with you. You don't even have to let him come. You do all the coming. Kick that guy the fuck out.
Sounds like it's a real good situation for him.
You don't get to come until you commit. Otherwise, you just eat my pussy and take a hike.
Damn.
Those are the rules.
Kate's got some strict rules going on.
These are the new rules. These might be the new rules for the guy I'm seeing.
What about if a situation is where you don't want the commitment, but he does?
I've been there. Well, I guess it depends on what... I mean...
There's so much gray area with all this.
I think that if a guy wants the commitment and you don't, that's the best position you could ever be in for your entire life, and you should stay in it as long as possible.
I mean, if you don't want a commitment, he's not that great, probably.
Not true.
Really? You date guys that are like Mr. Right, and you're like, I don't want to be with him.
Kinda.
Really?
Yeah, because, like, I'm afraid to commit... Because when you commit, it's like, I don't know, it feels like it becomes real, starts to become a relationship. Now you have to have the talk. Like, can you just go out? Like, what if my, like, here's a great example. Like, the other night I was going to hang with that guy. Mm-hmm. My buddy was in the neighborhood who I haven't seen in a while, and I wanted to catch up with him.
Right.
So now I'm like, okay, if this is just a casual dude I'm dating, I just say, oh, you know what? My friend's in town. We're going to hang tonight. I'll see you soon.
Yeah.
But if it's your boyfriend, now you have the, is he going to be weird or jealous because I'm going to go hang with my friend, even though he's just a friend, but it's a guy, and do I have to tell? It's like, it adds all these elements of relationship stuff. I don't know if
Well, that's just like saying you don't know if you ever want to be in a relationship because of those problems.
Yes. You're right, because I don't know. Like, I'm so used to my freedom and independence, and I just don't know if I'm willing to...
I think you could probably find a guy that's great and lets you... see your guy friends platonically and hang out and do stuff.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I think so that's possible.
That's the that's the ultimate situation, I guess.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you be jealous if your girl was kind of like, I don't know, you had not plans, but like you wanted to see her and she was like, oh, I'm going out with my guy friend you've never heard of to have a drink?
It depends how close we were, and it depends if, you know, that plan was already made and I already knew about it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But like if she's like, I might do this instead, then it makes you feel like you're just not very significant.
Yeah, I mean, I guess for me, it's like, you know what I try to do with guys I'm dating? I try to be really informative about what I'm doing, who it is. I don't say things like, I'm having a drink with my friend. I'll say, my friend John is in town from Chicago. We went to college together. I'll like give enough details to try to make him feel like it's not weird.
Yeah.
Otherwise, what can you do?
I mean, some guys, the second they hear John or a dude, they're just like...
Oh. True.
Yeah.
I can't date those guys, though.
Yeah.
You're not like that.
I think everyone has some jealousy. Like, let's say the guy you're dating says, I'm going out with my friend Jennifer. I can't see you tonight. Like, you'd probably be... For one, at least for a second, you'd be like, what, Jennifer?
Who's Jennifer?
Like, right, yeah. Like, you're just
kind of
like...
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, you know one of the most important things we do for our health every day is brush our teeth. Yeah, most of us don't do it properly. People don't brush for long enough. A lot of people mess up their gums because they're not using the right kind of bristles. Guys, listen, Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth simple, affordable, even enjoyable. Honestly, I love my Quip toothbrush. I take it with me everywhere. It's small. It's easy to pack. It runs on a tiny battery, so you don't have to plug it in like most electric toothbrushes to charge. That has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds, so it's literally brainless, guys. You don't have to think about how long to brush. You just start brushing. You switch sides every 30 seconds. I mean, Quip is even pretty. They designed it to look nice in your bathroom. You guys got to check it out. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Why? Because 3 out of 4 of us are using bristles that are worn out and ineffective. You don't want to go on a date and have gross breath, bad teeth, too many cavities, holes in your mouth. Don't do it, guys. Get Quip. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. And this is why I love Quip and why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip is this amazing and starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/datefails right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/datefails. One more time, that's getquip, getquip.com/datefails. Guys, please support the sponsors who support the show. Yeah. I did ask him about one of his girlfriends, like just a girlfriend. Like, why have you guys never dated? Oh, yes. You're going to love this. And you know what he said? She would never date me.
Oh.
Isn't that the worst answer you've ever heard?
Is she better looking than you?
No.
Yeah. So,
not to be a dick.
Well, he probably would have told her the same thing about you if she asked.
You know, that's helpful.
I don't know. It's just weird.
I mean, he said that, but this is like an
example.
That
reminds me of the time I was going to have sex. I had butt sex in my life, like, I think 5 times in my life.
In yours or in hers?
In hers. And I remember afterwards, I mean, I have a good sized thing going on, okay?
Okay.
But I remember afterwards, I go, did you ever have anal with your ex? And she went, no. Like, as if it was like,
oh, so big she could never?
And I was just like, that's the same situation, like, oh, she would never go out with me. It's like the same fucking thing. Like, oh, okay, thanks for letting me know that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have a bad habit of mentioning my exes in ways like that sometimes.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get that. Well, whatever. I mean, guys just sometimes say shit. Well, we all do. But when he said that, I was pissed. I was
sometimes our wording is fucked up and it makes them think something else.
Well, I mean, and also he's like, well, she wouldn't date me. But then also he's like, but also it's just not like that. Like it's what but because he led with that, I'm like, oh, so what if she would? Like then you would just do it? Like
so she's not as good looking? Is she famous or anything?
I mean, I don't want to go into details.
Okay, I'm just thinking like maybe there's a reason he said that. Maybe there's like, you know what I mean? Just like, I'm not sure who you're talking about, to be honest.
I'm not telling. Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Okay, but I just think like there's got to be a reason.
Whatever, who cares? The point is relationships suck and I don't know if I want one.
Yeah.
Even when I have the best guy, I'm like,
I feel like there's been other situations you've been in where like they didn't. I think you're like the kind of person, if they don't want it, you want it.
Possibly.
Sometimes.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Well, or there's like,
it's almost like a goal because you think you can't get it.
I think that the problem is, yeah, like the guys that I tend to like obsess over are guys that like tons of women are trying to get them.
Right.
So they all
show.
Is that
a turn on for you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, because if you get the one that all these women want to be with, you feel so special.
I was just telling, just talking yesterday about Nikki Glaser. You know what she likes? Huh. She's talked about this in public.
Are so you talking about when she likes to have sex with other people and tell her man about it?
No, the other way around. She likes hearing.
Oh, right.
About her boyfriend having sex with other people.
Women.
That's sort of like the same thing because I asked her why, and she said it's because it's just the thought that he can get all these women, but he chose me.
See, I don't know if I would, like, be into that.
Yeah, I don't think most people would be. I feel like that's, like, a unicorn situation there.
Yeah, but I do think if a guy is cheating, I'm not sure if I want to know or not. I've always thought that to myself. Like, part of me is, like, if you're going to have an occasional hookup, I'd almost rather hear about it. Because my fear is that my fear in any relationship because it's happened to me and it hurts so bad is being blindsided.
Yeah.
So I'd almost rather you be like, look, I was overseas. I met this hot chick. Like she blew me at a club one time. Like, I don't know her name. I would almost rather.
I know what you're saying, but the reality, once he told you that, would hit you way harder than just like, it's not saying it as a possibility right now to Brian Monarch is easy. When it actually, the guy that you really care about or love tells you, I got blown last night, I just want to let you know, because, you know, we're honest.
Yeah.
You'd be like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be a whole other thing.
I guess, but then, like, but my thing is, it hurts so much worse when you hear it from a third person. Like, there's been times that you've been like, hey, just so you know, this guy you're dating, I heard he had another chick with him on the road. Like, it's happened before where you've told me something that, like, it hurts so much worse and feels weirder when you find it out.
Yeah.
That way, then, if they just are honest with you, I guess. I don't know. It sucks either way.
Either way, it's not going to be fun.
Yeah.
I don't think. But telling them, I don't know. There's pros and cons to each way to do it.
Would you want to know if your girl hooked up with someone else?
Absolutely not. But at the same time, I don't really want her hooking up with someone else without me knowing either.
Yeah.
So
see? There's no winning.
There's no winning unless you're just not going to do it.
But then also, like, nobody believes in monogamy anymore, but also no one wants their people fucking around on them.
There are plenty of people that believe in monogamy. Not the fucking people you find.
Excuse you.
I'm just saying, like, sports stars and fucking rappers, they're not going to fucking be like that.
I've never dated a rapper more than once. I mean, there's one, the last musician guy believed in monogamy.
But here we are. Musician. Like, this guy.
He believed in monogamy.
Did he though?
But he wasn't really monogamous.
Exactly. Dude, these guys tell you what you want to hear.
Yeah, it could be. You're right. Okay, you're right.
Of course. I don't want you cheating on me, so I'm going to tell you. I believe in monogamy, Kate. Like, that is just, of course, it's bullshit, so I can do whatever I want, but now you won't do it at least.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Guys know what they're doing.
Fuck you all.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm angry.
Let me see if this guy will answer.
Let's call somebody. Guys, before we make another call, this is a perfect time with us sounding so sad and like we need so much help, Brian. This is a great time to talk about one of today's sponsors, BetterHelp. BetterHelp is really something I need. I don't know if there's something that interferes with your happiness or prevents you from achieving your goals. BetterHelp online counseling could be the solution. So here's how it works. You connect with your professional counselor in a safe, private, online environment. I know I have been going to therapy. It has been helping me, but it's difficult for me to sometimes get in to see my therapist just because it's busy. Life is busy and traffic and driving, and doing it online would be beautiful. These are licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression, stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, anger. Everything you share is confidential. There's 3,000 U.S. licensed therapists across all 50 states. So if you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a different one. It's available worldwide. You can communicate via text, chat, phone, or video. I just think, you guys, I mean, if you're listening to my podcast, God knows if you're calling me for advice, you probably need better help than me. So what I want you guys to do is go check out BetterHelp. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Date fails with Kate Quigley listeners get 10% off your first month with the discount code DATEFAILS. So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/datefails. Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/datefails. That sounds like something we both need, Brian.
Yep.
My headphones are falling off. All right. So on that note,
I got someone to call.
Let's call right now. Boom. This guy needs help. We can help.
Let's see.
Hello?
Hey, man, what's up? It's Kate from Date Fails. I'm here with Brian Monarch. How are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. What can we help you with?
So I actually had a question, right? A little bit of relationship advice, sort of. So my friend, she's all fed up with her boyfriend and whatnot. I've had feelings for her for a long time. So I'm wondering, do you guys think it's okay to shoot my shot? Or do you think I should just hold back, maybe just wait it out?
She has a boyfriend right now?
And it's his friend.
Yeah, she's living with him.
Oh, so they're
happy. Well, the girl is my friend, but like I have feelings for her.
I would say not shoot your shot. Because if she has a boyfriend, if she's happy with him, unless she's coming to you all the time complaining about him.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, I think in the text he said their relationship is on the rocks.
Oh, so does she talk to you about him?
Oh, yeah, all the time. Like, everything from their sex life to, like, anything. Like, any problem they have, I hear about.
You know, normally, honestly, in the past, I would have always said, probably if you shoot your shot, it's not going to happen. Because I have very rarely had a guy go from friend zone to boyfriend. However, the guy that I'm talking to now was, like, an acquaintance, a pal. I was talking to him all the time about my ex.
Yeah.
I was talking to him like a total friend. I literally had zero interest in him romantically. And then one night he kissed me.
Were you in a committed relationship when he did that, though?
No. And if I was, that probably wouldn't have gone well. But yeah. I'm just saying.
What if it was a committed relationship that you constantly complained to him about?
No, she's not done with the other guy, so she's not going to be open to you. Like, I think that your better call is the long game.
Okay. Yeah, this is like that Jesse's Girl song.
But, you know, there's been times I've had a man and I have this really good friend, Jackson McQueen, who's always my guy who I complain to guys about and he's always there. And there have been a few moments where I'll be like vulnerable and look at him and be like, he's kind of hot. Maybe I should be with him. And maybe in those moments, if he'd shot his shot, maybe he'd have had a chance. But the truth is, you don't want to start something with her. It's like, if you really have feelings for this girl, even if she did decide to leave this guy for you, this guy won't be completely out of the picture or her head for a while. So now you're kind of in this dramatic beginning of something anyway.
Yeah. What about also, what about just talking about it instead of making your move? Why don't you just be like, you know, I mean, you keep complaining about this guy. I know for a fact there's lots of guys that would date you, me being one of them, sort of like slip in a hint or something, you know?
Have you ever given her any indication that you have feelings for her?
Well, before she started dating, so we actually had like a little, you know, one night stand. But nothing ever came up. We were just like, oh, you know, we're friends. It was just stupid. We were drunk.
Oh.
Oh, well, that changes everything. Yeah. I've never fucked any of my friend guys. How was the sex?
Amazing.
One night stand.
From what I remember.
That's why he wants to do it again.
How long after the one night stand did she get this boyfriend?
I'd say about 3 months later.
How come in that 3 month period you never tried to like ask her out since you already had sex or do something at that point? You waited a quarter of a year until she had a boyfriend and now you want her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just like, I thought, you know, maybe we were just both kind of drunk and I didn't want to push it on her. Like, I don't know, I'm kind of.
You already pushed it on her, dude.
You already pushed it in her.
You pushed it in. I mean, my thing is this, like, if I'm her, I might be like, what the fuck? I fucked him. I guess he didn't think it was that good or something. Like, I might be like, why didn't he try to date me after that?
Yeah. Well, that's in the past. I was just curious why he didn't try. But,
this is a weird one because
I think maybe an alarm went off in his head when he got the boyfriend, like, oh, now I can't. Like, he was probably shy and didn't, like, make the move, like, since he was sober. And then she got this guy, and all of a sudden, he's like, oh, now I really wish I would have done something. I need to make this happen, you know?
Well, I do think, though, that since they had that night of sex, that's an opening to talk about this, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just be like, hey, I know you have a relationship, but ever since that night, I can't stop thinking about you. But you might risk the friendship. Yeah, I
mean, that's what I'm afraid of, because at the end of the day, if nothing comes of it, she's still a really good friend to me. But it is something I think about, you know, a lot. Like, I have feelings for her, definitely.
Did you use a condom on that drunken sex night?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Oh.
Who uses condoms, Ryan?
I don't know. I'm just asking questions. What state are you in?
New York.
New York.
Are condoms even legal there?
I don't think you're allowed to use condoms in there. I know the Alabama guy's not using condoms.
Not after 18, no.
Wait a second. So, one more question. The night of the one-night stand, how did you guys end up fucking? Like, I mean, you just got drunk, but I mean, like, you just went from always friends to one night you fucked out of nowhere?
So, it was like, we had recently met. We were just becoming friends, but we hung out, you know, and you were drinking, and then the other friend we were with was like, you guys gonna fuck? Like, I'll leave. And we're like, no, it's fine. Then she left, and then I was actually helping her, like, swipe guys on Tinder. Trust me, it's fucking weird. And she starts kissing me, and then I'm like, let's go to your car because we're fucking. And, yeah.
She's on Tinder. She's single.
She kissed you.
Yeah.
So,
dude, you dropped the ball.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we could talk to her.
Yeah.
But yeah,
to
me
see
too.
Her perspective.
But you know what I would say is wait for a night when she's really complaining about her man, she's in a vulnerable state, and then you tell her. That's your best chance.
That's okay. Good advice.
Yep. All right.
Thanks for the call.
Very interesting case.
Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks for calling. Sorry we couldn't fix it all. I wish we could call her.
I know, right? We'll have to find
can we have her number?
Yeah, we can do that in the future. We can just hook. We have two available lines.
All right, we'll call her next time.
All right, we'll talk next time.
Bye, man.
Bye.
Well, fuck.
Oh, you got a bunch of notifications here.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
For what?
Looks like two people have been trying to call in. Should we give them a call?
Let's call one. Yeah, let's do it right now.
I don't know what his question is, but let's just do this. Call. I think this is it. Boom. Yeah, he had 3 months to make that happen.
It's insane.
Hello?
Hey, man, what's up? It's Kate and Brian. This is Date Fails. How are you?
Good. You just called me, I think.
Oh, shit. My bad.
You asshole. We'll cut this out.
We'll cut that out. Let me delete that. Hold on.
That's funny.
That is funny. Oops. Oh, yeah. Here it is. This is the one.
All right, here we go. It's called.
He left a voicemail. Let's just call.
Should we listen to the voicemail? No. Let's just call.
All right. Let's just call. I'm like, this guy sounds the same. That's just because I'm an idiot.
It's all good.
Hey, we're just learning this system.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? It's Kate Quigley from Date Fails. I'm here with Brian Monarch. How are you?
What's up?
I'm good. I'm good.
What's your name? Are you jerking off right now? What's going on?
No, that was me running up the stairs.
Oh, what's your name?
Sterling.
Or where are you from?
Sterling.
Sterling.
New Jersey.
Nice. All right, Sterling. How
now
can
I know if I ever want a girl to think I'm jerking off, I just got to run up some stairs.
We answered. He's like, what is your question?
Yeah. So I actually just moved far away. Where I used to live about a year and a half ago, and I'm going to school, so I didn't really think about this a whole lot, but so for me, I'm trying to get into dating, because that hasn't been really a priority for me for a long time.
How old are you?
Maybe I'm 23.
Okay, why wasn't it a priority, just out of curiosity?
He's 23.
That's when it's a priority.
Oh, well, fucking.
Yeah.
Why weren't you dating? Brian would like to know.
Well, I was going through a lot the past 2 years, so I wasn't thinking about it too much.
Okay.
So, but now I'm like, okay. I things are going kind of smoothly, so like I have the time to like think about this stuff.
Okay. So what's your question?
But now it's like, yeah. So like now I'm in a place where I don't really know anyone. And for me, it's like, I'm trying to get back into it, but now I'm too far away from people I know. I got to get to know a whole.
Good. Fuck people. You know, you need new people.
Yeah. Why don't you get on Tinder or Bumble?
Yeah. Just go to a bar with some, like start talking to people.
Yeah, I am on Tinder and Bumble. It's just, it hasn't really worked out well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just wondering how to meet people?
I guess.
I have a question. What, if this is too personal, just say that you don't want to answer, but like, what were you going through for 2 years? Because I can't imagine anything that's happened to me when I was 21.
trying to fuck.
Exactly. So I'm just curious if you want to talk about it. Like, what happened during those couple years?
Oh yeah, like I just had like trouble with school, and I was just confused about a lot of things that were going on in my life. Okay. I don't want to like get too much into it.
You don't have to. But, that's okay. Whatever you had going on, that's fine. I've had shit go on that kept me sex free for 6 months. I mean, four. But whatever. I get it.
I had a couple weeks back in 2012 that just weren't happening for me.
Shut up, bro. Okay, listen. It sounds to me like maybe you're a little not a social butterfly just from this talk on the phone. Seems like you're a little, you think a lot. Sounds a little in your head, maybe. You know what I would say? Like, I don't know what your hobbies are, but maybe you could like take a class or like get, like, what do you like to do for fun? Like, just what are your favorite hobbies?
I mean, honestly, I work a lot, so a lot of the things I do, I just, like, watch videos, listen to podcasts, I work out, things like, I don't do a whole lot.
You're a loner.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah. You should get outside your wheelhouse. You should take an improv class. You should, like, go do something completely outside of your normal. Like, push yourself to meet some people in a way that's different for you.
Or download, like, five different dating apps and just swipe for an hour. Like, somebody will match with you. Like, that's, I mean, it's, there's so many ways now.
There's so many things, too. Like, listen, my friend joined a pinball league. This girl, I went and hung out with her one night there. It was the biggest group of, no offense, dude, not calling you this, but it was, like, the biggest group of, like, semi-autistic nerds, like, playing pinball. Okay, but I'm autistic. I'm just saying, like, they were, like, but they all were meeting people. It was like this group of people you would think would never meet a bunch of other people like them, but they were all meeting people like them.
Yeah, it's like those people who do those medieval, what is that called? Yes. You go out and you like play swords?
Like recreations or
there's
whatever.
There's a word for it, gilfs or no, it's like something.
I know what you're talking about, gilfs. I know what you're talking about, the people that recreate like war scenes.
Yeah, there's an acronym. I just don't know what it is right now.
The point is there's a group for every group of nerds and you need to find yours.
Yeah, yeah. Whether you're a nerd or not, find the group that you would feel comfortable with.
We're all nerds.
Yeah, totally.
I'm a nerd.
She was just laughing at all my Star Wars shit.
Yes.
So. Yes.
So the point is you just need to find your people and they are there. Like go on meetup.com and look for a meetup group or just go on like Groupon and see what people. But like get out of your house. I can't tell you how many people I know who are at home swiping on these apps, and I get it. That's a way to talk to people, but like, get out of your house. That's where people are.
I have a friend who's like short, and he just doesn't like to meet chicks because he thinks no one likes short chicks.
I love short guys. They eat your pussy like it's their last meal before the electric chair. They do. Short guys are great.
Well, they don't believe it sometimes. All right. So yeah, get out there and do something, dude. You'll make it happen.
Join a pinball league. That's my advice. And I apologize to the autistic community, but I'm on the spectrum.
Yeah.
So.
All right. All thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
This is horrible. I'm gonna definitely not saying anything helpful at all today. I feel like I'm like join your nerd group. Find your local nerds. One more?
One more.
All right. Let's do one more call.
This person tried to call four times. So let's see. I think this is hopefully not someone we just talked to.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That guy took a while to get to his. Hello?
Hey, man. What's up? This is Kate from Date Fails, and Brian's here with me. How
what's
you doing?
What's up?
I'm doing great. I love you guys.
We love you, too. Thanks. Where are you from?
Originally, I'm from Alabama, but I live in Texas.
Ooh, Texas.
Staying down south.
Kinda. What part of Texas?
You know, I love California. Right outside of Dallas in a town called Athens.
All right.
Cool.
I love it there. We love California, too. He said I love
California. You know, that's where my company's located.
Oh, nice. Well, don't give away too much information. I don't know what you're going to ask.
Yeah, what's your question?
Well, it's not really a question. I was wondering if y'all had an ultimate date fail yet.
Me and Brian?
Or just if we've had... Individual ultimate date. Oh, you mean on the show? Like who won the prize for having the best date feel Kate's ever heard?
Is that what you mean?
Yeah, because I think I can beat you.
Oh, you got a good date fail?
I think.
Let's hear it.
I think I've got the one to beat all. Well,
all right.
Okay, about a year ago, I was supposed to meet this woman out on a date. We had talked on the phone a few times and we had set up a time to meet, you know. So we go out to eat. We have a nice dinner. She wants to go have drinks afterwards. So I'm like, all right. We go to a bar in the town where I live. And after about 20 minutes, she goes, hey, I'll be right back. I need to go take care of something, a quick phone call. Well, about 40 minutes pass, and I figure I got stood up. So I pay the tab. I get up to leave, and I see her car is surrounded by all of these cop cars.
Oh,
and I'm like, what the hell? So I walk up and I know one of the cops. I'm like, hey man, what's going on? And he looks at me. He's like, Jason, why are you asking? I'm like, well, that girl out there, that's my date. And he looks at me. He goes, dude. He goes, we basically rolled through, and she was giving some guy head in his car, and apparently she was. And he didn't know quite how to put this because we were both Marines at different times. He goes, bro, she was sucking dick for meth.
For meth? Oh, my God.
This is Alabama,
and
right?
I'm serious. And, no, this
Texas. This is Texas. Okay.
Whoa, did she have all her teeth? Happened.
She did. She really did. And I was like, damn, you look like a school teacher and shit, and you're out sucking dick for meth.
That's sad.
Wow. In California, we only do that for cocaine.
You know, yeah, kidding. But I mean, come
unless
on.
Unless you're in Riverside.
This is Texas.
Wow, holy shit. So then what happened? Did they arrest her?
Well, she waved at me, and they arrested her. They took her to jail. She hit me up, wanted to know if we could go out again.
Oh, what?
I was like, no, no.
You're like, yes, I'll have meth with me.
I had to go through my car.
Be ready.
I had to make sure all my shit was still in the car.
Wow.
Is that one of the best date fails you've heard?
That's pretty fucking good. Like, on the date, she blew another dude for meth. Yeah, it doesn't get much better than that.
Yeah, that's
I'm so sorry, man. Wow.
How long ago was that?
Yeah, this was about a year ago.
Whoa. How did you meet this girl? Did you say? I'm sorry.
I had a friend of mine. Him and his wife, I used to go hang out with him all the time, and I'm always single. But they're like, you know, you're a hell of a writer. You've written articles for High Times, the Bus magazine. I got the perfect friend for you. She's smart. She's funny. She's got kids.
She sucks like, dick for meth.
She's got kids, too.
Got kids. And I'm just sitting there like, and I'm like, dude, I told him later. I went out to dinner with him later. And it was real awkward, you know, because you don't really know what to say.
Yeah.
And they know me. I was a Marine. I'm blunt. I'm like, guys, I've spoken at High Times events, and I've seen some really crazy shit from that, from when I was in the Marines. I once knew a Marine on Weekend Libo who stole a cop car, ran over some mailboxes, and brought the fucking cop car back to the police station.
Damn.
Okay? I've seen some fucked up crazy shit.
Yeah.
This beats all. She excused herself to suck dick in the parking lot for meth.
There
you
go.
Wow. You know what,
and
man?
I mean, they're just...
Gold medal.
Slow clap for you. I'm proud of you. I think you might have... That's definitely one of the worst I've heard. I don't know if I can think of a worse one than that.
Nope.
Well, I wish send you something.
To me, I still, every time I go to a family, like the last two family gatherings, my brother's there. He's always dated hot chicks, and they ask me, why are you single? Because I have fucked up tastes in women. If they're not psychopaths, they're sucking dick for meth in parking lots.
There you go.
Hey, man, I've been there. I love you. You're going to find somebody. Don't worry about it. But at least...
Oh, I've got the ultimate wingman. I got a service dog. So it's like, if I really need to meet a woman, I just take the dog. He's got better like, hey, this one's good. No, this one's crazy.
Maybe you should train him to sniff for meth.
And what do you mean you've been there?
I just mean that I also love psychopaths and crazy drug addicts.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you weren't sucking dick for meth.
No,
they're
never
fun.
I don't suck dick for meth. They're
fun
more like for steak dinners.
Yeah.
What, sir?
It's always fun until they try to kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, it was great talking to you. Thanks so much for calling. Or texting.
All right. I love you guys. You have a good one.
You
thanks,
too.
Bye.
Wow.
We tried to call this guy earlier. This is a good question.
Call him again.
And it relates to something we were just talking
call
about.
Call him again. Okay. This is fun now. I cannot believe that guy had that happen. That's the best date fail I've ever heard.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
I was just trying to think, like, is there anything like that has ever happened to me? No.
Wow.
It has not.
Wow. Hey, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. I'm here with Brian Monarch.
What's up, dude?
Hey, that's awesome. I'm a big fan.
Oh, thanks, man. Where are you at?
Tahunga? Like, kind of down to 210 from Pasadena.
You're so close to us.
Yeah,
you should come
still.
To the Pasadena Ice House tonight at 7:30 p.m.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about it. Yeah, I like the $5 drinks.
Yeah, you should totally come out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good times. And then they got the best chicken nachos, I think, in all of L.A. The Ice House, my favorite. So
there you go.
There's that.
Yeah, the chicken nachos are way better than that, like, other beef nachos there. Random, like, meat. Anyway, I'm just waking up from a stoner nap. That's why I was like not answering before. Fell asleep.
All good. It's all good. You got a dating question or a sex question or what do you
got? Yeah, the dating question. All right. So what's your opinion / dating advice for short guys?
We're just like, talking about
are short guys limited to just dating short girls, or is that like racist in a way, or heightsist?
How tall are you?
Like, can short guys date tall chicks too?
Fuck,
I'm like 5'4", 5'5".
You can date whoever you fuck you want. It's all about your attitude. I dated, you know, one of my exes who's like the top three sex of my life. I would maybe top two is 5'5".
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, that guy.
Really? That's cool. That's surprising.
Yeah. And I never thought that I would be, honestly, like, I never thought I'd be attracted to short guys. And then I dated one, then I dated another one. And, like, short guys, like, they got that little short chip on their shoulder. Like, I'm short, so I gotta, like, lay it down. And they fuck you like it's their job. Like, they fuck you like they have nowhere else to be ever for the rest of their life. Like, they're so, and they hold doors for you, they pay for you. They're grateful.
Short guys are the sweet ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they go under the door first and then hold it, or do they? Just kidding. Hey, dude, I have a friend who's like 5'3 or 5. I think he's about 5'3. And don't let this happen to you. He's like 48 now, and he has just not dated at all his whole life. And I try to get him to go out, and he's just like, no, nobody likes short guys. Even on Tinder, everyone's like, no shorties. Like, they write that on their profile.
No way.
I'm just saying, like, there's
right, a lot. Yeah, that's why I was wondering. I feel like that's a thing these days.
There are a lot of women that think they're only attracted to tall guys. I used to think that, too. Like, I needed a guy that was, like, big and tall. And then I got with a couple short guys. And it's just, it's really, for me at least, it's a chemistry thing. Because I'm telling you, like, that guy, still when I run into him, I'm like, oh, I want to fuck him. Like, it's crazy. And look at Brad Williams.
So it really comes down to how you act.
It really comes down
right?
to you.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's about confidence. Yeah. And it's about, you know, just being yourself, I think. Don't, like, just don't worry about it as little as you can. Just,
I know it's hard, but it's kind of like, you know what I think it's like? It's kind of like big girls. Like, you know how there's like big girls that are insecure about their weight, and then there's big girls that own it and just are like fucking like, yeah, I'm big, I'm whatever.
Yeah.
And like, no guy is going to not fuck the confident chick just because she's big. Guys don't care.
I have a question.
Cool.
You've swiped on
guys
these
are
apps.
Also horny, but.
You've swiped on these apps as a girl. Do guys ever put, like, no fatties? Like, girls are constantly putting no shorties. Like, they're fucking assholes.
I've never seen a guy put something.
So many girls put that on their thing. And
that's,
it's just
fucked
like,
up.
I know. And it's just so common. And that's what gets people to think that nobody likes them. And it's not true.
No, it's really not. And honestly, like, I mean, why would you want to be with someone that fucking vapid and shallow anyway? Like, if all they care about is your height?
Yeah, especially someone who's going to put it out there. If you care, if that bothers you, at least keep it to your fucking self and just swipe left, bitch.
Yeah, I mean, it's stupid. I don't know. Here's what I think. This is one thing I'll say. If you are a short guy, I would hit the gym. Because, I mean, you don't have to be short.
Yeah, help.
Yeah, you don't have to be short and buff, but, like, I know for me, like, if you're short and, like, a little cut up, that's sexy. I don't know. But either way, dude, if you're cool, you're
always
cool.
Good to be a little sexy.
Yeah. Oh, I want to
well,
meet
yo,
you.
Well, yo, I appreciate that.
I want to meet you. Come to that
yeah?
house tonight.
Yeah, well, I'll try to make it tonight. 7:30, right?
7:30. If you come, I'll buy you a drink.
That's way cool of you, Kate. I'll take you up on that.
All right. We'll see you there. 7:30, the Ice House. Bring friends if you want. You guys are on my guest list.
That's so awesome. All right. Do you need my last name, too, or anything?
Just text it when you hang up.
Yeah, we got your...
Okay, cool.
All right, cool. I'll see you later, man. Thanks for calling.
That's way awesome. Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a cool afternoon.
You
see you later.
Bye. There it is.
That's
short
it.
Guys.
We got a bunch of good calls today.
Right?
Yeah, we talked about some good stuff.
I think we did great.
Yeah, it's about an hour.
I feel like my love life is better because of this podcast, and so is yours.
Why is yours better?
Because I learned, I talk through things with you that I wouldn't say out loud. Maybe.
Why is mine better?
Yours is better because we talk through things that you wouldn't say out loud.
I love how, I think most people that would do a podcast with you would just be like, uh-huh. I'm like questioning everything.
That's why I like doing it with you, because you ask things I wouldn't think to ask, even to them. You're
that's
great.
Funny. Thanks,
so,
you too.
I don't know when this will be up. Probably not before the Ice House tonight. But
no, okay. I mean, that's pretty much in 3 hours.
That's very soon. So, Brian, this weekend will be at the Comedy Store Saturday night.
7 p.m. at the Comedy Store. Follow me at Brian Monarch on Instagram.
Yes. And I am doing Kate Quigley and Friends at the Ice House Saturday night at 8 o'clock. So if you're in Hollywood, go see Brian. If you're in Pasadena, come see me.
That'll be a fun night.
Woo! Yeah. And I'm going to be in Winnipeg at Rumors in Canada on June 27th, 28th, 29th. So get your tickets. I can't wait to come. I'm so excited.
You're headlining?
Yes.
The last weekend of the month.
Last weekend of the month. And I love Rumors because the hotel they put you up in has an indoor water slide, which I will be using every day. I'm the only person who uses it. Last time I was there, it was just me and like 1 3-year-old.
I'm sure we'll see that on your Instagram story.
Yes, you will.
All right.
All right, guys. This has been Dave Fails. Love you. Don't forget to support our sponsors, BetterHelp and Quip. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Yeah.
Yay.